You know that thing that happens where somebody comes onto a pulpit or wherever and shares a testimony and says, I used to be an alcoholic, but I haven't tasted a drop of beer for 20 years. So I always tell people to be very suspicious of those testimonies because many people are not perfect. When you sit down with those people, when you look at the research dealing with people like that, you find out that what they actually mean is that over the past 20 years, I've stopped living the life I used to live before. Maybe they will say that before they used to drink like, by the end of the day, they've drank like, I don't know, 10 bottles of beer. But now they can go a whole day without tasting any alcohol at all. But sometimes, because they're human beings, sometimes one day in the seventh year or the third year, they will just drink one half bottle of, you know, Irish cream. Or they would, you know, just drop small gin into small Fanta. And they're not addicted. They are not, they are still in control of their lives. But if they tell you the story like that, it won't be as sweet or as perfect as if they say, I've not drank a drop of alcohol in 20 years. But I think it's time for us as human beings to begin to be a bit more honest about how we overcome our struggles. Because when we make it seem to people like if they are trying to change, they have to be perfect. They cannot miss a day, like if they are dieting. They cannot cheat for one day. That if they are, trying to be better parents, that they cannot lose their temper for one day. That if they lose their temper for one day, they are bad. If you keep lying to people about how perfect we are, if you as a boss, you as a teacher, you as a pastor, you as a parent, you as an imam, you as a priest, or any authority figure, if you keep lying to people that our own lives are perfect, we're making it extremely difficult for them to recover from mistakes when they make the mistake themselves.
Thank you for listening to The Daily Vulnerable with Chude.